Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Wittig. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Wittig. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting 7th. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Stanky, who tags Medwick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bartel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wittig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittig bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wittig moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-1 in the game. Witek takes first base on ball 4. Wittig moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wittig scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bartel moves to third. Witek moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. D'Alessandro chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on D'Alessandro. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Witek scores. Ott moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Paul Erickson now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wittig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittig is 0-for-1 in the game. Wittig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Stanky moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Stanky moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Harry Feldman now pitching. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive towards first. Gordon catches it and steps on first to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Medwick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Medwick reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to third. Whittek moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stu Martin pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Prim now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Feldman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Medwick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough bunts towards the mound. Feldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morello hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Novikoff pinch hits for Ray Prim. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D'Alessandro scores. Lowry moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Ace Adams now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.